So let's all take a breath and start with a serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I am trying to put something in the chat. Carrie's joining us. What I'd like you all to do is if you could please introduce yourself, and what I'll do is I'll introduce myself first and then ask each of you by name to introduce yourself. If you could please tell us your name, that you're a COSA member, which meeting you represent, and if you have any barriers that would keep you from being fully attentive today. So I'm Jean, I am the delegate liaison, and I represent International 31, which is the Thursday night Richmond meeting, which comes out of the UK. So Mary, would you introduce yourself next, please?
Sure. Hi, everybody. My name's Mary. I'm from Naples, Florida, lucky me. And I'm a delegate for the Naples Into the Night Tuesday night group. And I'm also a board member.
Thanks, Mary. Amy, would you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everyone. I'm Amy, and I am a delegate for the only meeting in the entire state of South Carolina, because that's just the way it is. So you get one state, you get one meeting. We're hoping that will change. So that's kind of exciting. And I am also here as a literature committee representative.
Thanks, Amy. Kimberly, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, thank you. My name is Kimberly. I am a COSA member delegate for the Tuesday COSA Zoom Living the Literature meeting. I am also a delegate liaison mentee.
Thanks, Kimberly. Sue?
Hi, I'm Sue, and I'm a delegate for the Monday Madison, Wisconsin meeting. I can't tell you the number off the top of my head, but it's Monday at 4:30 Central Time. And it's a Zoom meeting.
Thank you, Sue. It doesn't matter what number. Thank you. Beth, could you introduce yourself, please?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Beth. 12. And I'm in the car, so that might be somewhat of a barrier, but my connection seems to be good. I am a delegate for the Saturday morning COSA meeting in Madison, Wisconsin.
Thank you, Beth. Carrie, would you introduce yourself, please?
I am Carrie COSA. I'm representing the Sunday, Oakland Sunday 4 o'clock meditation meeting as delegate. And my main barrier is, if it's okay, I'm going to listen rather than look. I just had 2 cataract surgeries this week and I have a massive headache. And I cannot figure out what glasses to do this with. So I'm going to listen.
Carrie, we're glad you're here. And I'm glad you're listening.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Now I'm going to turn the meeting over to Mary, who's going to talk to us about the board and give us any board and committee updates. Thank you, Mary.
Great. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming today. Appreciate it. I'm going to give you some updates from board activity and things that are going on and behind the scenes in COSA. In January, our administrative office sent out 270 year-end donation statements. All were sent by email. There were 28 that bounced back. So if you're looking for that information for your taxes, feel free to contact Susan at the office. The total sales online at the bookstore, and this is for January, I don't have the most recent one, was $881. Total sales on Amazon were $65.31. Our biggest COSA sellers at the COSA bookstore in January were Sobriety and Boundaries booklets and the 12-step compilation booklet. Another update is I'm working on a project where I'm contacting longtime COSA members to seek any old documentation or documents they may possess in order to compile what I would call an archival recorded history of the beginning days of COSA. If you would like to assist reaching out to some older members or discuss it with me or know some people or even have some records that you think that would be helpful, I welcome your collaboration. It's an important part of our history. If you need my email address, it is mary.naplesflorida@gmail.com. Naples, Florida is all written out. The board is proposing ways to get representatives
I think Mary's just frozen. Mary, I don't know whether you can hear me. Maybe if you can turn off your video for a moment. I'm just going to send her a message in the chat. Mary, if you can hear me, or you're muted now. Well, perhaps we should come back to Mary. All right, so I'm hoping that we get her back in full and we can hear her. The next thing I'd like to go over until we can hear from Mary is guidelines for participation in the annual delegate meeting. So I'm going to share my screen now and we'll read that.
We can wait till the end for me. I'm back. I don't know if you guys heard.
Brilliant.
I don't know if you guys heard. Did you hear anything I said?
You know what? We heard you talking about, you had just said that you were looking for a way to get more delegate participation, I believe.
All right. So the board is putting a proposal in for the delegates to vote on at this delegate meeting this year. And everybody will receive more information about it very shortly. But I just wanted to give you a heads up. It's about the delegates have asked us to consider ways to get representatives for more meetings, as well as to lower the cost of attendance. And we've successfully held the delegate meetings on Zoom for 20 and 21. So participation was higher than in all previous years. In addition, moving to a weekend that is more accessible to many members is being considered. So you will receive a proposal, like I said, that you will be voting on. So I won't go any further with that. You can read it over and decide how you want to vote when we get to the real delegate meeting. The board has a small committee called the Seven Tradition Committee. It's a new subcommittee. And we're charged with developing policies for the board and the fellowship to consider that are aligned with our Seven Tradition, which states every COSA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. We're in the process of developing a new COSA's Seven Tradition page, which will include the wording from COSA's Seven Tradition. It was discovered that our donation page on our website had no mention of the Seven Tradition. So I think there's been a small correction done recently, but we do have to do an overhaul to use the language of the Seven Tradition and explain to people what the Seven Tradition is. So you'll see some changes with that over time as we work on it. After that, other financial Seven Tradition type issues will be taken up by this small committee. If anyone is interested in serving on that committee, please let me know. I gave out my email address earlier. If you need it again, just say the word. There's a lot of other updates from the board, but the convention location this year is in Atlanta, as most of you know. There's no determined location for next year or date. We do know that the SAA convention is not going to be on the usual weekend that it's normally held next year. And it's going to be in New York City. So we are still kind of up in the air and working on what the best plan would be for the following year. Okay. For the convention, you're still encouraged to drop a workshop proposal in. There's probably time if you're interested. And I'm doing a workshop on step 9, making amends. This is a personal thing. So if anybody has real experience making their direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others, carrying out your step 9, feel free to contact me. I'm looking for maybe 2 other presenters for that workshop in Atlanta. That's really all I'm going to give for the updates for now. Thank you very much, everybody, for your attention.
Thank you, Mary. Does anyone have any questions they'd like to have Mary address?
Kimberly. I have a question. Mary, is your workshop going to be available by Zoom?
I did put on the workshop proposal that I was open to having it available virtually. Okay. So I assume they will accommodate that.
If so, you can just add me to your list. I would be happy to be of service to be on your panel.
Great. Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Kimberly, do you have a question?
Yes, that step 7 committee, is there any experience suggested to be a part of that?
Not necessarily. I'm the chair of it, and each time we take up a new issue, we read the long version of the approved version of the 7th tradition that the delegates voted on about 2 or 3 years ago, so that everybody on the committee is well aware what COSA's 7th tradition really means and what it is. And if we use that as our guiding principle, I don't feel that there's like an enormous, like a big length of service or anything like that to have to be on this committee. It's more about honoring what the delegates voted on.
So it's not the redoing that page on the website, no tech or anything required?
No, it'll all go to Joey. Okay. Once most of that is finished at this point, have developed the language, and it's actually in ER now. The next item we're taking up on the 7th Tradition Committee is receiving bequests, because we have no policy on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does anybody have anything else for Mary? Mary, thank you very much. It's good to hear you. Janie, I think that you didn't have a chance to introduce yourself. Would you please introduce yourself? Tell us your name, that you're a COSA member, which meeting you represent, and if you have any barriers.
Hi, I'm Janie. I'm calling in from South Texas, and I represent the Saturday Promises telemeeting. And my only barrier is that my son's dog keeps barking, but that's it.
Welcome, Janie. All right. I'm going to share my screen here we are. We're going to go over the guidelines for participation at the 2022 annual delegate meeting. All participants must have registered through the COSA website by May 6, 2022. The cost of registration for in-person attendees is $60, which includes lunch. The suggested donation for online participation is $15. Only elected delegates from a registered meeting or current board members may receive voting privileges. In order to maintain the integrity of the group conscience, voting and the agenda we are only able to accommodate in-person visitors. Eligible attendees, delegates from registered COSA groups, current board members, registered attendees, and those registered attendees would be made up of board nominees, presenters of proposals submitted by April 1st, and the delegate liaison and the delegate liaison mentee. Rules for attendance: must respect ISO COSA safe communications procedures, must respect the decision-making model for discussion and voting. Non-voting registered attendees will not be allowed to vote. If time allows, non-voting registered attendees may speak once all voting members have had an opportunity to do so. The decision regarding time is at the discretion of the facilitator or board chair. Voting privileges. All delegates will have full voting privileges as long as they are registered before May 6, 2022, and are present for both the discussion and the vote on a topic. We will review the protocol for participation and voting in the third delegate teleconferences, which will be held on the Saturday, the 23rd of April, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Sunday, April 24th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During these meetings and the refresher meetings, which will be held on Saturday, May 7th at 12 p.m. and Sunday, May 22nd at 3 p.m., there will be voting practice. Attendance at one of these meetings is mandatory for all delegates who will be participating in the annual delegate meeting. Voting materials. Voting materials have in the past been handed out to those people who were attending the delegate meeting in person. This year, all materials will be available on the COSA website prior to and during the delegate meeting. There will be no packets sent out to delegates this year. Right of decision. We are committed to providing those in attendance with a voice. However, it is important that time constraints are respected. We empower the facilitator and the board chair to make decisions about what time will permit. This means that they have the right of decision regarding what will best serve the meeting, whether it be removing an agenda item so that all in attendance may speak, or asking for group conscience regarding the best course of action. As a participant, you must register before May 6, 2022. Online, download the Zoom application, which is free and easy to do. Have the equipment necessary, a PC, laptop, tablet, or smartphone with a Zoom app downloaded and a functioning camera and microphone. And your equipment must be functional on the test day. Voting practice for all. As a participant, you must attend one of the four voting practice days. In meeting three, that's April 23rd and April 24th, Saturday and Sunday. And refresher meetings, same information will be covered about voting on May 7th and on May 22nd. And if you have any questions about any of that, please email me. And it's important to remember, and I will remind everyone, that the all of the Zoom login details are the same. They're consistent for every delegate meeting, whether it be a video conference or on the day. Virtual safety guidelines, arrival. We ask that all delegates arrive 5 minutes prior to the start of the meeting. Signing in, display the name you're registered with, which is your first name and last initial. Display the registered meeting you are representing, a location and code. You can look up your meeting code at the COSA-recovery.org website. If you're not attending as a delegate, please indicate your title. For example, Jane D. Santa Rosa, CA 27, Delegate Liaison, or Joe D., Board Member. Attire. Certain attire can be triggering for others. Practice consideration and dress accordingly. Please stay attentive, avoid cell phone use or texting, minimize distracting movements, eating, etc. Anonymity. Meetings are private and anonymous. We make sure that we are the only person others in the meeting can see, and that meeting participants are only visible to us. Consider using earbuds if another person nearby is able to hear anything. Audio, remain muted at all times unless requested to unmute by the speaker or by a trusted servant tracking those who wish to exercise their right of vote during time sharing. Video, Please keep your video on. If your video must be turned off, please message the co-host in a private chat to remain the safe to maintain the safety in our meeting. Communicate any barriers at the beginning of the meeting. For example, if your location has people or activities going on, the host or co-host may have to suddenly stop your video messaging. To keep the meeting manageable and focused, please refrain from making comments to everyone in the chat. Instead, please message the appropriate people through a private chat to indicate that you wish to speak or have a question. This will be explained and rehearsed during the voting practice days. Does anyone have any questions? All right, I'm going to stop my share for a moment so that I can get to the next screen. We're going to go over delegate registration, so if you'll bear with me for a moment. All right, I'm going to take us to the COSA website, to the COSA web page. So if you sign into COSA.recovery.org, this is what will come up. And if you go to the top where you see the headings, you select delegate and then select the annual delegate meeting. So on the annual delegate meeting page, if you scroll down to this part here, which says the COSA annual delegate meeting registration, you have an option of yes or no. So you would select yes. And then you're offered two questions. Are you registering in person or online? So for me, I'm registering online. I will put my first name and last initial in this box. This one will hold my last name. This is only needed for credit card payment reconciliation. My email address will go here, my phone number, my country. I'm out of the United States, but if I were in the United States, I would list my city and my state. And this is where I would find my the meeting I represent. It's all alphabetical. And because I'm international, I come down to INT and I select 31 and then it will show up in the box. Additional information, I failed to ask any of you if this is your first delegate meeting. If it's your first delegate meeting, please select, this is my first delegate meeting. And then underneath here, it says, would I like to have a delegate mentor? And that is somebody who can help you understand the voting process and really be a support person for you, that you have an opportunity to speak to before the annual delegate meeting so that you feel like all of your questions have been answered. And if you've been a delegate before, are you willing to be a mentor? Are you willing to help a new delegate understand how the whole system works? After that's filled in, would you please go down to the alternate delegate name? We are hoping that every meeting has not only a delegate, but also an alternate delegate who can take the place of the delegate should anything come up. And it may be that you can only attend half of the meeting, and you need somebody to attend for your meeting the other half. So you might split your duties. So it would be very important for us to have both names there so that I can email any information that might be going to the delegate as well as the alternate delegate. And then the only thing left to do is to understand that there is a Zoom delegate registration fee, which is a $15 suggested donation. And then all I need to do is to click the register now button. So that is registration. Does anybody have any questions about registration? It's pretty straightforward. All right, so just before I turn this over to literature, we're going to go over the 12 traditions. Is somebody willing to read that out for me? Any volunteers? Kimberly, thank you. I will screen share and get that right up. There you are. Thank you.
Thank you. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on COSA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for COSA membership is that our lives have been affected by compulsive sexual behavior. The members may call themselves a COSA group, provided that, as a group, they have no other affiliation. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or COSA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to those who still suffer. We do this by practicing the 12 steps ourselves. 6, a COSA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the COSA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every COSA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, COSA should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, COSA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, COSA has no opinion on outside issues, hence the COSA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. We need guard with special care the anonymity of our program members. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you, Kimberly. Now I'd like to turn the meeting over to Amy. Amy is going to talk to us about literature. Thank you, Amy.
Wonderful. Do I have screen sharing rights?
I can do that. And just give me a moment to get that sorted.
While you're doing that, just any general questions on the literature that we're going to be submitting before I kind of share the process? We'll be getting all of the 8 chapters to the delegates. They are due by April 20th, so everyone will have that opportunity to review them and get that direction from their groups for the vote.
Amy, you're all good for screen sharing whenever you'd like to.
Wonderful. Yep. All right. So I'm going to show you all just the basic process. If you're not aware of the process for how does a chapter become a chapter in the basic text. Right now, we are still in the process of working through the basic text. I'm going to show you our table of contents in just a moment. But after the delegate meeting and we voted on the chapters that were presented to the delegates, we have a process of creating a draft that works one-to-one. We have one writer and one editor. They work on that chapter together. Then they send that chapter to our group for literature and development. We do a group editing. And then once it has gone through that group editing, we send it out to the fellowship for 90 days. There's 90 days for our fellowship to offer feedback, wonderful insight, and rich collaboration. I'm going to show you how to get that information for that feedback. Once that 90-day window has finished, it is now then compiled, and the writer and editor will take that feedback. They will coordinate together and put that feedback into the chapter. Then it goes back to our Literature and Development Committee, where we, and again, edit it. And then it goes to our expedited review. And then it goes to the delegates. So know that there are so many eyes on these chapters before they are surrendered to the fellowship. And so it is a very unique thing to write a book in committee. And so that's what we have done. That was the process. So that's what we do. Notice that where I am right now, I am in our COSA website and I am under literature and I've gone to literature and development. And I know it's kind of tricky to screen share when people are on the screen share. So when you're here, this gives you all the upcoming chapters for input. Right now, all the fellowship feedback is finished. There is no more fellowship feedback. But I do want to show you that this is the email to send the fellowship for next year. So going forward, this is where you will go for next year. And then we do have a wonderful guideline page. And I'm going to show you a little bit down here where how this would look. So we have an actual chart and gives you examples of how does this feedback help our committee in our writing the best. Include the line, tell us what to omit, tell us what to add, give us the justification, and then the example of how it would read. And so this guideline is listed here. And you can, you'll see that chap, you'll see how that is integrated. I want to show you again how we have moved forward. That's not the right thing. I've got to get the bar out of the way. Always frustrating. Get. All right, I'll just click on it this way. So this is our Excel spreadsheet. I'm just going to minimize everybody. And notice all the green or the salmon color. If it's that salmon color, that means the chapters have been written and approved. We have one step left, which we are presenting to the delegates this year, and all the steps for the basic text will be completed if it is approved and voted on. We have all of our traditions, notice, have been all written and they have all been approved. And then we are doing concepts 6, 7, and 8, 6, 7, 8, and 9, excuse me, this year for delegate approval. But I will tell you, those of you that are here, you get a little scoop. Concepts 10, 11, and 12 have already been written. And so all of our steps, all of our traditions, all of our concepts by next year will be completely finished. We have three tools that we're working on this year for the delegates. We have Serenity Prayer, Honesty, and Practicing Gratitude. And the only other two steps, or excuse me, tools that we're looking for is to finish is celibacy and the tool called Working the 12 Steps. In addition, we're going to be having introductions to each of these sections. So an introduction to tools, introduction to concepts, to the traditions, to the 12 steps. We have a welcome to COSA, what is COSA? And we're gonna do kind of what Mary was explaining a little bit about the history of the basic text, how this became a process for our fellowship. We also feel the pain in the Literature and Development Committee that everybody just wants the book. Like, we're kind of done. This process has gone a long, 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 long time, and everybody just wants the book. So good news is by next year, it will be finished. Unfortunately, it's probably going to take another few months to go through professional editing because that is part of the process. So please note to self when you are taking these chapters back to your delegate meetings. And if you have a problem with editing and there's a missing comma or hyphen or semicolon, that's not really a reason to cancel a chapter. All of these, the entire book, all that I showed you on that Excel spreadsheet is going through a professional editor. So what we're looking for in a yes or no vote at the delegate meeting is, does your meeting that you are representing, do they agree to pass this chapter? At the delegate meeting, we are not going to entertain feedback necessarily because every delegate has had and every meeting has had 90 days prior to offer feedback. At the delegate meeting, it's an up or down vote, yes or no. And so we just really want to stress that. So this year, again, just to recap, we are presenting step 12, concepts 6, 7, 8, and 9, and the Serenity Prayer tool, the Honesty tool, and Practicing Gratitude. All right, hopefully that wasn't too long-winded. Anybody have any questions for me?
And Amy, you said that these will be available at the website after April 20th, about
that time, yes. We have to, you know, again, by our bylaws, we have to have them available 30 days prior to the delegate meeting for review. Any, you know, just like with the delegate packet, all that information will be available.
And obviously it doesn't make any sense for us to have people look at what was previously posted because edits have been made after the fellowship input. So that's why I'm telling my meeting why we are waiting. They can't really look in advance because they just have to be patient.
Yes, yes, yes. And you know, when we get to this point in the year, anyone who's been on literature and development and anyone who works on COSAs in the Know and Balance, we know this time of year is our hot time. We are all flying by the seat of our pants because we've got information coming in by the delegates. We've got to get this. We give everyone as much time as possible to offer feedback. So when we come into this crunch time, we're flipping chapters very quickly and really trying to take that feedback and honor it to make sure that we've given everyone as much time as possible. So, you know, we ask that bit of patience with everyone so that we can have our time to get it properly submitted to ER and ready for the delegate meeting.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. We do want to say that we are thrilled to have new COSA members participating in all of literature, the literature committee, and just wonderful resources to have these additional writers, editors, and committee members. So we are so grateful to the fellowship for the step up. And if anyone would like to, please let your meetings know. We need more bodies. Yes, Kimberly.
I just wanted to make sure I heard the information right. The Serenity Prayer, Gratitude, and Honesty, that'll be up on the website on the 20th, correct?
May not be on the 20th. We have our deadline by the 20th because we have to have it 30 days prior to the delegate meeting. So that 20th deadline is ours that we have imposed upon ourselves to make sure that it's ready to go so that Sarah P. can get it to Joey and it's all set to go. That's our self-imposed deadline.
It's no longer on the website anymore, correct?
The fellowship, the chapters for fellowship feedback.
This might be a personal note, and if we can move this to our conversation afterwards. My meeting, the literature meeting, likes to use your draft as topic. And we went to the website to try and get those three, and I couldn't find them anymore. So I guess I was asking if we could get a copy of those, not for voting discussion, but just as topic. So I'll send you a private message and ask you how
absolutely.
I do that.
And we often, know that there are meetings who use that. And we've had others who've asked us for the drafts prior to, and that's fine. And especially if it's been voted on and we've already approved it, but it's not published yet. We've been willing to share that when asked. We don't want to publish anything until it's finished. But if it's being used in a meeting, that we will usually send it your way. Anybody else? Any questions?
This is Janie. I just want to say thank you to Amy and all the literature committee. I know I can appreciate how much y'all have put in. And every time I read some of the new chapters, it just feels so good. So Thank you.
Yes. And if you want to be on the cutting edge and have that opportunity to read prior to, want to be part of the committee because then you get first row seats.
Does anybody else have anything for Amy? All right. Well, do you have any, Amy, first of all, thank you so much. And again, thank you to the Literature Committee as well. I'm really looking forward to this book. Are there any questions about anything we've covered or anything that we're going to be covering and further meetings? Is there anything that I can help anyone with as the delegate liaison, or Amy can help with, or Mary can help with? Anything from anyone?
Hey, Jean, this is Carrie.
Carrie?
Will you be sending something out just to alert all of us when things are posted so that we're not having to check every single day?
Yes. As soon as I get any new information from anyone, I will send it out to you. So as soon as I find out that the literature has been made available, I will send you an email whoever's registered as a delegate, I have your email addresses and I will get information out to you as soon as I receive it. So I imagine that the literature committee will let me know straight away, and then I'll let all of you know. And the same goes for any other information that is due on the website and that will be voted on during the annual delegate meeting.
Thank you so much, Jean.
Yeah, pleasure. All right, so we're a little ahead of schedule. I'm going to screen share again and tell you what we're going to be doing next time.
If anybody remembers, did we put this in COSAs in the know that it was available for delegates? Does anybody remember that we posted in the past the delegate information? I'm trying to remember.
Which are you speaking about, Amy? The literature?
All of it. When we have that delegate packet ready to go, is it posted in COSAs in the know? I can't remember.
I don't know whether it's been posted in COSAs in the know in the past, but as soon as I know, I will get in touch with the people with COSAs in the know, and I will add that to whatever upcoming. As you know, the difficulty is just deadlines. Everything is done far enough ahead of time so that it's hard for me to get, as you say, cutting edge information in COSAs in the know in a timely fashion. Although they're on the lookout for anything that I might send in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, so give me a moment.
I guess there was one thing just for our board members here. Could you just say something briefly about the email that was sent out about April 11th and the information, just giving meetings a heads up about anticipating possible increase volume of calls?
Mary, do you want to take this or do you want me to?
Hi. I guess what we learned was that a COSA had been reading Dear Abby and responded to Dear Abby about the COSA fellowship as a resource. I don't know what it said, but Dear Abby is going to publish this person's response to Dear Abby's earlier publication from somebody that must have had a loved one that had sex addiction. So I guess the Dear Abby contacted the COSA and said, we're going to publish your letter that you sent, and just kind of gave that member a heads up that the fellowship should expect an increase in calls and people reaching out to us, and that it's scheduled to be published on April 11th. Is that kind of good enough, Amy? Does that explain it all?
I think you nailed it, Mary. That's the information that we know. It was brought to our attention by one of our other board members, and that's how we found that information out. And we wanted to alert people to know that this may or may not happen, whether or not, you know, anybody actually in the world still reads Dear Abby. But apparently there's some statistics that go along with it. So that's why they let us know that. We wanted to let people know.
Thank you. I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the quick response from the board to just get the message out about something that obviously you have no control over. That it's that kind of responsiveness that I'm just truly appreciative of. The transparency that the board is demonstrating, and just because this is a, you know, potentially a really good thing, but it's an unknown. And so I think for any of us in meetings to all of a sudden see if there is an influx of people, it's helpful just to have the heads up. So I'm very grateful to know, have been talking about it in meetings, we'll continue to talk about it as a good thing. And it's always helpful to be prepared. So thank you for the explanations confirming. Thank you.
Thank you for your feedback.
Thank you, Carrie. All right, I just wanted to show everybody what we're going to be doing next time. This is the agenda for the third delegate meeting. As I mentioned earlier, these meetings will be held on Saturday, the 23rd of April, and on Sunday, the 24th of April. So that's a week after next. It's coming up quickly. We will have introductions as we do and hear updates from the board. We'll also be reviewing the safe communications procedure, the delegate meeting rules of order, and literature to be voted on. And then we're going to go into the voting procedures. And we will, I will tell you about how that looks and what you need to do. And then we'll actually have a test. So anybody who is unfamiliar with it and wants a little bit of practice, we will be practicing. And the important thing to remember about that is, as you heard earlier, you must attend one of these meetings. So either this meeting on the 23rd, that meeting on the 24th, or the two refresher meetings, which will be held closer to the convention. So I appreciate you all taking note of that. And with that, unless there are any other questions, I think that we can close the meeting, or if anybody has anything else they'd like to share.
Jean, I have a question. Do we know how many delegates have registered to date?
We do know. And if you give me a minute, I can tell you exactly the number. Just a second, Carrie. It's about 25. That's probably close enough. The board members will all be in Atlanta in person. And there are a couple support people who will be in Atlanta in person. And then with a few exceptions, everybody else is registered online. So at this point, I think it's about 10 online. No, I'm sorry. It's about 10 in person and the rest online.
Okay. And how is this tracking? I forget how many people we had at the delegate meeting last year. Do you remember that count?
I can certainly get you that information because I do have it, but I didn't look at it prior to this meeting. I think that what we, and somebody else here may know that, but I believe that we had about 43 people last year participating on Zoom.
Okay. All right.
And I expect that we will have a good number of people participating on Zoom as well. My own personal thought is that we will have more people on Zoom than we will have in person, but we'll see. I mean, we still have some time for registrations to come in.
Right, but that deadline is key that's coming up, because if you don't get the, well, I guess not. I guess that you could attend those last minute meetings for the process of practicing. Okay, never mind. I withdraw my concern.
Concern is always good, Carrie. Thank you. All right, so I'm gonna try this one more time. Oh, we've done this. We're completely finished with that. So all we have to do is take another deep breath. And what I'd like to do is end the meeting with the we version of the Serenity Prayer. So please join me. God. Grant us the serenity.
Thanks
everyone for being here.